When it comes to fertility, there are some women who have problems conceiving. It may not be the right time, or they feel they are at the wrong age, but it can and does happen. Welcome to Know When with host Helen Denise. Family planning should be simple and natural. You know why. Now you know when. Here is Helen Denise.
Good morning to everyone and greetings with President's Day. First and foremost, I would like to extend my condolences to the people of Parkland, Florida. Thoughts and prayers with your community. It's my daughter is a teacher too, and when it happened, it really broke my heart. And when I spoke with my daughter and asked her how it could happen, and teachers are heroes, and she said, "Mom, you need to understand, for us teachers, students, it's like our kids. And when it's necessary, we are really, really will defend them." And now I'm really worried about my teacher, her husband, I mean my daughter and her husband who are actually working in school. Then, sad week for me for other reason, because like 1.5 months ago, I had a tour in Europe and visited a lot of countries. And one of the countries which I visited was Dagestan. And yesterday I heard the story I read in online that that it was a shooting in Dagestan school. So it's really like heartbreaking. And our story, our product, our community is all about life. You know, we're all about life given, not about life taken. And let's talk what we can do, how we can save us, how we can help women at least in the struggle with their conception and infertility. Know When is here for you girls, for you couples. And the good news that again, when I have my business hours, business days meetings, actually I had a meeting with one woman who opened her heart when she found that I'm working in Know When, and maker of Know When device, which could and can women help women to conceive naturally. She shared her story, and she mentioned her 3 years journey to have a baby with IVF, with all this struggling, and now she has a baby, 3 years old boy. You know, girls, you are not alone, and it's success and hope, which I would like to give you, and I want to give you some advices and really to give you help as much as I can, because a lot of things which happening, it just because it's a lack of knowledge, and trust me, millions of women, you know, wake up with the same thoughts, can I become pregnant or not? But today I would like to talk about how Know When, how our company, my company, can help you, you know. And today in our program, later you have a surprise. We have a doctor whom I respect a lot because he devoted his life to help women with conception. And he has thousands of cases and thousands of babies during his long journey. But today again, what I would like to talk and to pinpoint that you need to understand, girls, that the first step to become pregnant and the first actually process in your body which actually related with conception in making you a mom is ovulation. You know, this is a process in your body. And, you know, if you're not ovulating, it's impossible to conceive. It's a physical process. It's something which is happening in your body. That this is a phenomenon of us women. It's a phenomenon of our body because we were born and we are to make babies. So let's talk about a little bit about self-help. What does it mean self-help? Last a week we talked about habits, bad habits you need to avoid to help yourself. With easy, natural, and like accept like pleasure to conceive, like happiness, journey of happiness with conceiving a baby. And today I still want to talk more about ovulation. You know, I call it self-checking, self-help. Why it's self-help? Self-help. Just because you can take control of ovulation in your hands. Yes, in your own hands. What it's mean? It's mean you need to understand when are the best days of conception. A lot of women, still millions of women, have no idea that this is simple. You don't need to spend money. You don't need to run in doctor office in 3, 4, 5, 6 months because nature gave you the answer. And again, the answer in your own saliva. So what you should do for self-checking? Just put your mind, mindset that you should first to understand your body cycles. Believe me, this is a first step for women who struggle with conception, who actually don't know exactly if they're ovulating, and especially women with irregular menstrual cycles. Girls, it's sometime you feel you know everything. And women who have regular menstrual cycle, they tell, oh, don't tell our story, we know what's happening. No, you don't know. What it mean self-checking? Make a good habit to understand your ovulation cycle. Okay, what do you need? First of all, don't think about that you will have a trouble or problem. Let's plan. Let's plan your conception. You married. You want to have a baby in 3, 4, 5 years. It's great. And do you know what? Try to understand your body, because your body clock very different for each of you. And for women who really like to plan, like we young kids now, they plan their future. They plan their baby just because they want to be stable, they want to have money, they want to have security to live and provide everything for their babies. Like my daughter, she actually planned baby when they actually had good salary, when they bought house, and second baby they planned just because they need to have enough money to pay for daycare and to support second baby. This is smart. You know, it's 21st century and kids very smart right now. Young generation really different. So that's why please try to understand that ovulation, it's a process for in your girl's body, which actually let you know what's going on. Self-checking. And what we offer, know when to you, it's some style of life, some style of life with peace and freedom of choices, with opportunity to loan your body and to plan actually your future baby in pregnancy. You know, like recently I have interview, and one of the questions was, how is my company socially responsible? And the first what came in my mind that Noven is helping women to understand the importance to check ovulation daily, because it directly connects with hormones balance in the women's body. And I believe the company mission in helping to maintain a good health and control personal fertility issues, just in order to find any irregularity in time. You know, I remember when we got FDA clearance for my first device, in FDA website, I read some things which is like a mislead, difficult to use or something like that. And I was really very upset because, you know, when you're using saliva, you cannot mislead yourself if you perform test accurate. Each day, each morning, the first things in the morning when you wake up to check your saliva. And if you have some different kind of pictures and you perform tests absolutely accurate, it's not the misleading. This is some sign in your body that you have or could have, or can have potential irregularities and problems to conceive. So just a sign, go to see doctor, go to check your body, because saliva-based ovulation testing, it's a hormones in your body which give you signal there's something going on wrong. And for all these years, with thousands of cases of infertility, meeting thousands of girls, this is another proof. Because if you have some kind of pictures and you think it's not okay because it's not similar, like in the presentation chart we have in our package with device, it means it's some problem. And finally, in early stage, you can go to see doctor, you know, and you can naturally plan your conception, you know. And really, no one would like to help each woman to discover an ability to convenient, quick, and easy way to give each of you like ovulation test while it's in comfort to your own home, as well as to save money and time on doctor visits. A lot of doctors I met, they told, listen, this is great. Women save time and they go particular to the doctor office when they see that they are not ovulating certain time, or they can see some not abnormal pictures during the ovulation cycle, pictures of the saliva dry drop, you know, because certain pictures should show where you are in your stage of conception. So that's why what I would like to offer you girls, first of all, make it like a good habit. Good habit, check your saliva. And when you check and check and check in, day by day, month by month, you really, really start to feel comfortable with your future conception if you don't want to become pregnant or you will conceive naturally. I would like to mention again that a lot of women, especially with irregular cycles, it's almost impossible to catch up these 24, 48 hours of conception when you are buying urine strips. Yeah, I'm so glad that finally we have saliva device Nuwen available in the stores, and more stores and websites start to sell this. Because in this case, girls, this is your solution, especially girls after 30, 35 with a menstrual cycle. Now you have a tool, and a good habit to check your saliva will really save you time and take off the future stress in the journey for conception. So what I would like you to do, just girls who plan to have baby sooner or later, or who now, right now in the stage of conception or have a problem to conceive, believe me and trust me, no one can help. Again, saliva checking. Just after your menstrual cycle, start to check saliva. And don't be upset. If you see all time pictures like dots, it's mean you're just not ovulating. And don't be upset if you cannot see this 2, 3, 4, 5 months, especially if you girls use birth control pills. It's mean that continue to do it. And after 35, it's recommended to go to see doctor after 6 months of problem with conception. It's not a problem. But meanwhile, you can have a checkup in 6 months, and in 6 months, you didn't have the ovulation. But meanwhile, you know, when you check in saliva, you can see, actually, if it was attempts for your body to produce ovulation. It's, again, it's pictures. What I would like to offer company, my company, knowing that you need and you will to understand your body. A lot of knowledge which we would like to offer. And I will be glad to hear what exactly questions you have, so it will be more convenient for you to understand, to believe, to use saliva, and confidence that you can conceive, girls. The most important things that you should conceive naturally. Naturally, we're again talking about nature. Nature which gave you saliva I mean, nature give the answer, and the answer in your own saliva. So today, actually, I would like it several surprises, and one of surprises, everybody who will send email and have some questions which can help you to conceive, you know, I would like to give like a free and just a gift our Noven device. You know, this is just some kind of appreciation and a gift for community, because, you know, it's so many stresses right now we have, and let's girls who are trying to conceive have them less. So girls who send me email, hdenise@noven.com, hdenise@knowhen.com. It will be my personal gift. And I will be happy and glad to hear your stories back when Noven could help or can or would help you with your conception. So today we have a guest in our program. It's Dr. Melnik. It's interesting personality, amazing, because I met a lot of doctors. And do you know what? 50% of doctors told, oh, great. Finally, women can understand their body. It can conceive quicker. Other part of the doctors whom I met, they felt that it's a competition. Oh, we prefer people to come to perform sonogram, blood test. And no, we are losing business. You know, I met such doctors, and I was very upset. And I met always doctors all these 18 years on my way who feel it's a competition. That's why I have a special respect for all doctors I met who really thinking about women, who really, with all their heart, trying to help them on this very difficult journey for some of couples, you know, because you never know what future have for you and what will be your journey. And especially when I heard so many stories from couples who are trying 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. I know couples who actually gave up, you know, and I would love to give you all hope because of technology, because of the progress and science, and because this is just 21st century, and now everything happened. A lot of miracles happening now. Be with us, and Noven could, can, and would help you. And now I would love to introduce you to Dr. Melnik, one of the first expert specialists in fertility field in New York, in Manhattan, an amazing clinic, which I tell you later about it.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Did you know that 1 out of every 8 couples have problems conceiving? The solution can be found by using the Noven Saliva Fertility Monitor. Noven Saliva Fertility Monitor has U.S. clinical trials and is FDA cleared with 98% accuracy. With Noven, women can pinpoint the day of ovulation with ease and accuracy. Now a message from Dr. Hugh Melnik.
The Noven ovulation monitoring system is a very accurate and biological test that is very economical, and it is very accurate because it does give a woman the heads up, so to speak, when her fertile period is just at the beginning part.
You can find your Noven Saliva Fertility Monitor at knowhen.com and shopper stores near you. Visit their Facebook page and enter to win a free fertility kit and download your free personal app. For more information, visit knowhen.com. That's knowhen.com, sponsors of Infertility Awareness Week.
Step by step, you made it through the journey of pregnancy. Now your baby is in your arms and you're on the cusp of a new journey, breastfeeding. As a new parent, you receive a lot of advice, much of it conflicting, some of it outdated. Tune into Born to be Breastfed with host Marie Biancuso to bust through the myths about feeding your baby Marie and her guests will help you figure out what you can expect and put you on the best and surest path on your breastfeeding journey. Listen every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are listening to Know When. To reach Helen Denise or her guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, the email address is hdenise@knowwhen.com. That's hdenise@knowhen.com. Now back to this week's program.
Hi, Doctor. I'm so glad to see you and finally to have you in our program. You know, I promised for a long time for listeners that you will be in. And I already explained that we met many years ago and you're amazing just for many reasons. First of all, you're a doctor who completely on the side of the patients and giving patients very realistic advices, what the best for them. And second, when we met, you told you were the first one doctor who opened the first fertility clinic in the city many, many years ago. So you're a real professional. And today in the show, one of the things I want to talk about, and you tell us what you think about that, and maybe your advices will help all women who are trying to conceive or plan to have a baby soon. It's like I call it infertility cases. True or false statement? And for some reason, for some women I know, because I met a lot of women, when doctor told it's impossible to conceive and they still became pregnant. Can you give me some interesting story from your experience, some advices to our listeners?
Right, certainly. Well, first of all, thank you for that wonderful introduction. And I always believe that I always treat patients as if they were my own wife, or my sister, and try to give the best honest advice we can give.
Okay.
So yes. So to move on to the questions about cases and everything like that. That getting pregnant is really a miracle. There's so many steps involved into it, from the time that people have relations to the time of a positive pregnancy test. A lot of things happen inside the body at the genetic level, between the egg and the sperm. So it's so complex, it's like amazing that anybody ever could get pregnant, but they do, and fortunately for that. So just recently had a really interesting case of a lady who had been trying for many, many years to get pregnant. And so finally she got pregnant after several in vitro fertilization attempts with her first baby and gave birth. Now, as a result of the first in vitro procedure, we had some embryos frozen for her. And we had been preparing to transfer those embryos, but we couldn't get the lining of her uterus right enough to accept the embryos. So we tried a different protocol, and she was taking the protocol for 2.5 weeks, and she came in to see if she was ready to start doing the transfer, and lo and behold, she had a pregnancy sac inside her uterus. I mean, it really blew everybody away that, you know, here's someone that had a very low probability of getting pregnant, needed in vitro, needed frozen embryos, and here she got pregnant on her own, even not taking fertility drugs, just taking natural hormones. So these kind of cases are always, you know, like beautiful to see. And we have a lot of cases like this at perhaps another lady who's 44 now, you know, with the age factor being such it is that, age of 44, most doctors will say to women, you know, you're not fertile anymore, you don't need to use birth control. So this gal had been trying to have a baby ever since she was in her late 30s, and she had multiple in vitro fertilization attempts, fertility drugs, inseminations, never got pregnant. You know, she had good-looking embryos, but nothing ever took. And so she was waiting to go ahead to use donor eggs. And, you know, in the meantime, we were treating her thyroid and gave her some injections into her ovary of her own white cells to stimulate egg production. And sure enough, after 5 months, when she was waiting to pick up a donor and start a donor cycle, she got pregnant naturally. So I think these kind of stories are not only interesting, fascinating, but it just gives us all a lot of hope that, you know, fertility can happen oftentimes at the least expected moment.
It's interesting from your practice, many, many years. I even don't want to tell how many years because you don't like to mention that the people start to calculate the age. I'm the same.
Right.
So anyway, can you tell me the latest age of conception of a woman in your like in your files, in your history? Because personally, I met women who conceived naturally 42, 44, 48, and even 52. What in your particular practice, the latest the oldest woman to conceive?
Well, I guess I have to sort of give up and admit how many years I've been in practice. It's like 41 years. So in 41 years, I've seen a lot of patients. And I have to say, we keep the statistic, I've had 5 patients between the age of 44 and 48 get pregnant all naturally and gave birth using their own eggs.
Oh my!
So it can happen, but it just, and there's no reason why it does or why it doesn't. Just, you know, one never can predict when pregnancy can happen or whether it can absolutely not happen.
Can you give some advice for women? First of all, women who are desperately trying to conceive and have a problem, and second, advice for women who plan to become pregnant, what they should do.
Right. Well, okay. So the last question first is as far as women who are planning to get pregnant. I mean, everybody knows that you should take prenatal vitamins with folic acid. So that's nothing, you know, really meaningful. But I think that certain things have to be checked before she becomes pregnant. A blood count has to be done to make sure she's not anemic, because if a person is anemic in early pregnancy, the fetus doesn't get enough oxygen and can't grow and develop properly. The other thing I find really important is to do thyroid gland testing, because an underactive thyroid is a very common cause of infertility, and it's a very common occurrence in women. About 33% of women by the time they reach 50 have been diagnosed as being underactive thyroid and, have to be treated. And of course, when people are underactive thyroid, not only do they feel tired frequently, they lose their hair, they feel cold all the time, have brain fog, but they don't get pregnant. And, it's interesting. I had a lady come in today, and she was a young lady. She'd been trying to get pregnant for 5 years, and she was desperate. And she's done 5 in vitro fertilization cycles, although absolutely they could never find anything wrong with her. Taking experimental and unnecessary medications just to try to get the pregnancy to take. So she came in today, and she brought her blood test, and she said, well, my endocrinologist, I always thought I had a thyroid problem, but my endocrinologist said that, you don't have a thyroid problem, everything's good. So I looked at her blood test, and sure enough, I mean, the woman had a blood test. Several blood tests did reflect an underactive thyroid, especially when taken with all her symptoms. So again, I think that this is something that with treatment, this woman, I am sure, will get pregnant naturally without having to use in vitro. And I think because of her low thyroid, that the previous in vitro fertilization procedures did not work. So again, blood testing for blood count, iron levels, and to check the thyroid, not just do one blood test, but, check 7 different thyroid levels to make sure you don't miss an underactive thyroid, which is very easy to do if you only do one test.
And for women who actually have a problem with conception and struggling, what your advice? Because as usual in the program, I tell, listen, take off your stress. Just have a healthy style of life. Watching and monitor your ovulation cycle. See what's going on with your ovulation. And just be patient and happy and have actually intercourse in the right time. Because, it's not mean that you can become pregnant each time. What for particular for women who have a problem and desperate to conceive, what is your advice for them?
Okay, so my advice, first of all, to women who are trying to get pregnant, pay attention to your menstrual cycles. And you always count the menstrual cycles from the first day of bright red bleeding to the next episode of bright red bleeding. So that's usually, in most women, 28 to 29 days. Some women, 26 or 24 days. Some women, 38 and or even 42 days. Now, women who have their period every 42 days do have a decreased chance of getting pregnant, even if they ovulate, because they might only ovulate 12 times a year instead of, or 10 times a year instead of the normal 12 times a year. So that's one thing. The other thing, I think women should pay attention, you know, to their secretions, because there's a three-day window of opportunity. And when a woman feels like mucus coming out, clear mucus, feels more vaginal moisture, that's the time she would be most fertile in, you know, many situations. And just having intercourse once during that period of time is all it takes. A lot of women get obsessive about this and, you know, put a lot of pressure on their partners and have sex multiple times a day, every day of the month. And, you know, that's not good because it doesn't help the situation. Actually, it can cause a lot of stress between, you know, the partners, between the male and female. And, you know, men were just not set up to perform at that kind of rate. So, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on the marriage and or the relationship.
Amazing. This is what I mentioned recently, because I read in one magazine that doctors advise women to have intercourse 30 days in a month. And second, I spoke with another woman who couldn't conceive for the last 10 years, actually, and they didn't find anything wrong. And her doctor told her to have intercourse each day. I told, this is ridiculous. I just mentioned it's impossible.
Well, what it does is deplete the man's sperm count so that, you know, unless he has a very high count. But most men, if they keep ejaculating day after day, they won't have any time to build up sperm. And it's, you know, probably ideal, you know, 48-hour intervals to get the optimal sperm count in most people. So, you know, obsessive sexual activity can really hurt the situation as well as the relationship.
Yeah, I have one more question about, you know, like I always talk about when checking ovulation using saliva. What your advice for women who are our customers, users, or who plan to have an ovulation device based on using saliva? When, I mean.
Yes, well, I think this is a real important adjunct to determine when a woman is most fertile. Now, before I said that women sometimes should notice when they are more moist in the vaginal area and they have more secretions, which is a good sign of fertility. But a lot of women don't secrete that much fluid, and so they don't know exactly what's going on as far as their ovulation and fertility goes. So that's where the know-when apparatus is really, really very helpful. Now, the secretions at time of fertility have a very unique characteristic. It's called a Ferning powder, which looks like an ice crystal. And when the cervical mucus is dried out, you get this kind of pattern that indicates peak fertility. Now, a lot of women don't like to deal with their cervical and vaginal secretions, and a lot of women don't produce that many that's noticeable. So the brilliance of the know-when situation is that in the saliva, there's also ferning at the time of ovulation. So just simply by checking her saliva each morning when she wakes up, she can see when the ferning pattern starts to develop and when it's at its peak, and know that she is at peak fertility. And this is a very easy and a very hygienic and aesthetic way for a woman to really, really determine the key point of fertility within the 3 days of open fertility window.
Yeah, I mentioned in the past that we have a clinical studies, and it really correlates with the ultrasound procedure and the blood test. So that's why, yes, like, we can save some time for patients checking and come in the hospital or clinic in the right time, correct?
Oh, yeah, this is a great savings of time and money, because sonograms can actually see the egg follicle coming up, and but it's expensive and time-consuming. This is something that can be done, you know, at home with zero expense on an ongoing basis.
Dr. Melnik, thank you so much for your time, and I hope to have you in our other programs. I will start to collect questions from our listeners, and see you soon. Thank you.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Are you finding your frequency? It can be described as that space between failure and success. It's the future of digital media. It's finding your voice. It's engaging topics, content, and ideas. Jeff and Ryan discuss the digital media space and all of its aspects. It's about making the mistakes, taking the chances, summoning the intestinal fortitude to step out of your comfort zone, and discovering what you can accomplish when you decide to try, decide to learn, decide that you have something to say, and find your frequency. Live Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Did you know that 1 out of every 8 couples have problems conceiving? The solution can be found by using the KnowWhen Saliva Fertility Monitor. KnowWhen Saliva Fertility Monitor has U.S. clinical trials and is FDA cleared with 98% accuracy. With KnowWhen, women can pinpoint the day of ovulation with ease and accuracy. Now a message from Dr. Hugh Melnick.
The KnowWhen ovulation monitoring system is a very accurate and biological test that is very economical. And it is very accurate because it does give a woman the heads up, so to speak, when her fertile period is just at the beginning part.
You can find your KnowWhen Saliva Fertility Monitor at knowhen.com and shopper stores near you. Visit their Facebook page and enter to win a free fertility kit and download your free personal app. For more information, visit knowhen.com. That's knowhen.com, sponsors of Infertility Awareness Week.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are listening to Know When. To reach Helen Denise or her guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, the email address is hdenise@knowwhen.com. That's hdenise@knowhen.com. Now back to this week's program.
I'm back, and hope you enjoy interview with Dr. Melnick. I remember years ago when I first time met Dr. and came in his clinic. It's in Manhattan on Street 92nd. I was really impressed because first time in my life I saw refrigerators with a sperm or a frozen eggs. Unbelievable. It was difficult to believe that it's equipment which exists and which can help women to conceive. It's really 21st century and amazing. It was amazing tour in his clinic. And it's difficult even to believe that this is a small clinic with a great team of professionals who handle so important issue, so important mission, just helping women to conceive, with a lot of pictures of babies in his office, because I can imagine, like in his several cases he mentioned, can you believe that woman like lost the hope to conceive and she became pregnant? It's unbelievable. So like I mentioned before, that I always have a lot of interviews, and this coming week it's a tour around Manhattan with some media people who are interesting to find out and to learn more about KnowWhen and our mission, vision, strategy. And one of the questions recently was pros and cons of our company, my company strategy. And pros, it's very easy. Well, company would like to relieve unnecessary stress regarding women unique fertility issues, because now you can understand your bodies easily. And actually to provide accurate information about personal ovulation cycle, just using a drop of saliva. You remember one of the program, Saliva for Your Health, and this is Saliva for Conception. And another approach was just educate women about their bodies. I strongly believe that a lot of cases is just lack of knowledge. You know, if you know what I knew and what I learned in 18 years, a lot of women become pregnant easily. It's a knowledge. That's why, you know, when we have app and we all time will add more and more information, educational information, which would help women with conception and to make their journey to make a baby easier, enjoyable, without stress. Doctor mentioned about problem with thyroid, you know. And, you know, like I'm during these all years, I like a lot of you, I have no idea what is that ovulation and how to become pregnant. And I really try before to become pregnant unsuccessfully. But I learned a lot working with doctors. And one of the cases I would like to mention, it was many years ago. It was like probably 10 years ago. I had and I still have a great friend. And it was her second marriage, and she desperately wanted to have a baby. And when she, like, didn't see any sign of ovulation, only dots, and I advised her to see the doctor. You know, it's not a microscope. It's just something going on wrong with your doctor. She was 35 at that time. And later, she called me, and she conceived after she visited doctor, had surgery, and she had a problem with thyroid. And when I met doctor, and he told me about this, how important to check thyroid and to be sure that you can conceive avoiding the problem which is caused by thyroid issue, really was a case. I thought, oh, my God. This is actually, I couldn't explain 10 years ago because my friend told she had a surgery. She had a problem with thyroid, had a surgery, and she had the baby. Now she has two already daughters to conceive. Just she had a very, like, small scar on her neck, but it was thyroid issue. And later I found that the thyroid, it's a big problem with conception. Many cases when couple absolutely healthy and they couldn't conceive, doctor mentioned the thyroid. And right now about 30% of women who have a problem with conception, they actually experiencing this issue, thyroid issue, thyroid problem. It should be treatment. You know, you need to check up thyroid. And interesting because 10% of men have the same issue. And when you're trying to conceive, and it's your journey, it's a couple deal. So it's a good advice, great advice for a couple. The beginning of your journey, not only checking ovulation, do some things like checking your thyroid to be sure that you're okay, because thyroid problem can influence the estrogen hormone level in the body, I mean, a woman particular body. In the men, it can be some other issues. So, this would I'd like also to tell you about some very interesting stories. I always watching what's new going on in fertility, ovulation, conception, and some good news. Recently, I found, like yesterday, was breakthrough research gives hope to infertile women. This is interesting because women with fertility challenges now, like hopes of bearing children, baby, and they can have, like, manage that thanks to a lot of new development in science. And one of the development was, it was checked on mice, but the scientists grew the eggs from immature cells taken from ovarian issue. You know, some procedures done on mice or some animals, it means that we are close to one of the biggest problem, conception for many women. And we never know for some of us why it's happening so difficult. For some it's easy, yes. Some women, I know cases, they are ovulating several times in a month, which is actually they conceive easily, 45 even, they have babies and they don't want to have it because their children are already 20 years old. But it's happening. But about 15 or 20 even percent in Europe, women who have a problem, and this is a cases when you can't explain why. That's why the first steps which you need to take, this is first of all to understand your ovulation. You know, and second, what you should do, then really check up, you know, healthy style of life, some vitamins like doctor mentioned. But I would like to share one of the stories which actually really made me very happy, and I almost crying, you know. It was recently, actually it was in January, and the article called Being a New Mother at 50 is Like Being a Mother to My Grandchild. It's interesting story of a woman who shares that and gave some advices for women. I start to talk about late age of pregnancy. It's a reason because statistics show that more women trying to conceive after 35, which is not so easy because of less cells in your body, which actually can be eggs which can be healthy, and the bank of the eggs less. But it's still available, it's possible. That's why I would like to mention this case just for some kind of motivation and to give you some hope. And a woman shared her story that she was trying to conceive. She went through some treatments, and she had a pain, like she told, that for her, she could not go to baby ceremonies and activities for many years. And she could not talk to her friends who were pregnant. And she even could not even say congratulations because it was her, you know, it was her case, it was her problem, her issue. And in this case, she was crying. She could not, enjoy this. It's understandable because for many, many years she was trying. And finally, she let it go. She decided, okay, no struggle, no treatment. Let's really take the IVF. This is really interesting procedure, you know. And actually, by the way, today, it's one of the things which is popular, it's donate eggs. You know, you can have egg, you have your husband's sperm, you can conceive. But woman actually, there was no reason not to conceive, you know. And she was ready to go to IVF. And what's interesting, when she came, she was ready for actual IVF procedure. And she was admitted to the hospital, just to monitoring what's going on with your body and go for this in vitro procedure. So, but she was pleasant surprised because she was told she is pregnant. And she was pregnant 6 weeks. Can you believe? And it was like she could not actually to become pregnant. She couldn't believe she became pregnant. But it's happened. It's happened naturally. It means something during the period when she, let it go. She decided no anymore stress. Let her go through the treatment. And she let it go. Let it go. No stress. Your body was ready for conception. And she really became pregnant. You know, she has a baby. And the birth of her daughter was the best things that she ever happened in her life and your husband's life. And she mentioned that people who get pregnant and have babies so easily have no idea what have been spirit. And her wish now to every couple that is trying to get pregnant, that they should know they are not alone. And options are always available. In particular, in this case, like with her case, it was simple. She just relaxed. She let it go. She accept, and she started to think about future pregnancy positive, and this happened. So this is one of the inspiration stories for me, even because it's not so very often when it's happening, but it's happening. And again, you never know who you are, what's going with your body, and what you can expect. Just be happy, let it go, do everything what you need, and miracles are happening. I'm really glad to tell our listeners and customers, potential customers, users of Nuwen, that Nuwen taking place on U.S. retailer shelves. It's really great. And the one, like I mentioned, pros and cons of the strategy my company has, Nuwen company has, its cons is getting the message through a million of women, you know. And second was to put our Nuwen product on the market and on the shelf of American retailers. It's not easy. It's happened. And I'm so happy to share that women in Cleveland, your lucky discount drug mart taking product, women in West Virginia happy, Truth Pharmacy taking our product. I'm happy for women in New York and area, Kidney Drugs has our Nuwen, and all private pharmacies, they can have if you wanted to have, just ask a pharmacist about us, because all the biggest wholesalers in U.S. who sell into small pharmacies, they also have Nuwen. You know, again, I would like to mention special gifts for all my listeners today, because I really want to do something special for you. I want to give you a gift. Just send me email. And you will be surprised. So, also, I want to let you know that, like, interesting, I don't want to talk about it, but I will. So, I saw a lot of other similar devices online, and some people ask me, what is the difference? I love everybody. I love competition. But I would like to tell you why Nuwen is special. Nuwen is my baby, which was born many years ago. It was born through my heart. And what I would like to do, indeed, to have and to give something absolutely the best what's available based on using saliva. Some device, light, made weight light, and made from the special plastic. It's actually plastic used in space that you can use it forever. Special lens which you can focus it. And even if you have a glasses, you can make it very easy. So you can focus your glasses and, without glasses, focus the lens and you can see it. You know, you have light coming on by its own. You don't need to push anything. The changeable batteries. Trust me, all the best what I could, I did for you girls. And more important, app. You will be very surprised what app we have. We have current app, but new app coming soon. And also new devices coming soon. Just remember, brand Nuwen. And our goal, our strategy, our dream and wish to help all of you. And Helen Denise will be with us. There is no any question which we cannot answer. And this is the reason why. Why? It's experience. It's amazing doctors on our board. And you are amazing users of Nuwen who are sharing their stories, who are sharing their difficulties, who are help us to become better. So this is where we are. So also, I would like to mention some places where you can buy. It's as usual. It's Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Target.com, Jet.com, FSAstore.com, it's insurance company, and just go now on your website. I forgot to tell you. We launched new website. It's in English and Spanish. My Spanish-speaking friends, now you have a chance to read, to learn, to use, and more important, more interesting things coming on your TV, and we want to reach you because you are also our best customers. So be with us, love us, and follow our news. Next week, Monday, I will be glad to share with something absolutely new, something special, and again, some surprises, I hope so. Have a wonderful week, and no one can help, and no one with you always. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Know When. Please join Helen Denise for our next program, Mondays at 6 a.m. Pacific Time and 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Until we speak again, have a great week.